Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. That was Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. You know, that song was written in 1970. I mean, it's over 50 years old, and it still gets the job done, let me tell you. I mean, good music is good music, and it will stand the test of time. And I just lost my train of thought. But as far as Let's Get It On, welcome to a pretty sweet tease with your hostesses. I am Pretty Bird, and we have the illustrious Sweet Pea. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, you see, and there she goes with that voice. This is a new Sensual Sunday show in our sister group. From a team of voices, we are in the Naughty Room. It is 18 plus, and it is recorded live to be made public later, just so that you are aware. If you are listening to this now, it's because we already said it. And tonight's theme for our steamy hot poetry is summer heat. And it is hot as Hades where I am in Florida, so there's a whole lot to talk about. So let's say hello to Rack and Tor.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. So what is going on tonight? You excited about the show?
Oh, my God. I want to lick the silk off your skin.
Oh, my goodness. And, yes, this is a rated R show, so, you know, there is cursing and adult content and things of that nature. If this is not what you're looking for, please change the channel. Listen to one of our other shows. All the other shows we put on are PG-13 or all ages. So there is something for everybody. This may not be your bag, but it's definitely ours. So we say fuck, just be warned. And so what are you doing tonight, sweet?
I have just walked in the door from being in Wyoming. Doing my thing up there. Definitely looking forward to tonight. I love the idea of a tease. I love sensuality. So come on in, sit down. Don't listen to my dog bark. But let's have a great and wonderful time. Let's be sensual. Let's be fun. Let's talk the talk of the tease.
Exactly. You see, I like the friskiness. It kind of works for me. And, you know, my mind is not with me today. I had lost my power, and it just came back on, so I'm glad I made the show because I was kind of worried there for a while that, you know, that Thor was not with us, or Zeus, he's the lightning one, right? Thor is thunder. Jeez Louise, I am mixing my things up. This is not good. I'm usually all about the gods, and I am shaming them. Anyhow...
You were thinking of Chris Hemsworth.
See, that's a show, let me tell you. You know, maybe I should have my husband dress up as Thor. It's not quite the same, but, you know, a girl can dream, you know. And
I don't know. That's how you get booking.
As long as you get the hammer.
Thank you. That was me, right? You know, you got to love that hammer. The hammer of the gods. And that is awesome. I'm hoping that we get some more callers, and I'm hoping that they bring the heat. We are steamy, and we are a tease. We are all things sexy. And so it should be fun, a whole lot of fun. Well, anything we do is fun, isn't it, sweet? We bring the fun with us to our party,
yes.
Just so that you know. It is hot,
yes,
and sweltering during the days here. While there isn't a whole lot I personally like to do in the heat because, ew, there are a few things that it ain't ever too hot for. What? What was that, sweet?
I like to swim.
Oh, I like to swim, too. True story. Here we go. So I grew up in a house with a pool. I don't have one now, but I grew up in a house with a pool. So every time when I was dating my husband, well, when we first got married, we would go over to my parents' house a lot. We live right down the street. And I would go swimming more than him because, you know, I'm kind of a water baby. And so I was in there a lot. And if he happened to join me in the pool, I never knew for years that my mother would call all the kids out and whatever and give us alone time because, you know, the water does things. And so, you know, there was that. Sometimes you got to cool off and make the heat rise all at the same time.
Yeah.
Idea out there.
Oh, my goodness. So since this is our first recorded show, we are just getting our bearings, and I am assuming, because we're awesome, that they will be coming in droves as news spreads.
Oh, yes.
You know.
The more spread.
Yes, there you go. Because this is that show. And so what do you want to talk about, Sweet?
Well, you know, I think that there is something to summer love. I don't know if it has anything to do with the heat and we all get a little brain crazy, but I think even when you're married or you're in a relationship for a long time, there's something about that heat of the day and that moisture and that, you know, there's something about that summer love. I don't know what it is, you know. You're out there, your skin is fresh, things are good, you come home, you shower, you're fresh, you're like, ooh, babe. Versus like being in a winter blanket and everybody's got that body odor going on, you're like, going to get the hell away from me, I'm wrapped in my blanket. I really like the idea of the summer heat. So I wonder
you know,
about that. You think there's something to that?
Not in Florida. Well, I only say that because we don't have that let's bundle up for eons in the winter of darkness. We have, you know, 80-degree Christmases sometimes. So it's, I mean, where I am, it does freeze. It gets to be like 20 degrees for a good chunk. But generally speaking, it's hot. It's hot, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Winter is 60 degrees. I mean, it's hot. So it's always hot. And summer is the hottest where it gets 100 degrees every single day, and it's hotter when the sun goes down, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's still 88 degrees, and muggy as all get out. So I don't think it's let's be all fresh. I think it's, well, since we're sweaty anyway, might as well dirty the thing up. Because, you know, sometimes it bees like that. But, yeah, but it's never really too, unless you're out in the sun and you're about to die a heat stroke in 5 minutes, I don't think it's ever too hot. Just like, you know, you have to be teeth chattering like 2 seconds away from exposure for it to be too cold, you know? Okay. There's just some things you just make do with what you got.
But there's something about the contrast between the extreme heat and the extreme cold, like you say, you know. The idea of the extreme cold is the opposite to me of, you know, sensual or sexy, because that means, you know, okay, bundle up, you know, and not snuggle together and you know, try and stay warm that way, but, you know, just the cocoon, the wrapping, the isolation, but the heat to me is that unfolding and relaxing, therapeutic and just enjoying it. I mean, the hotter it gets, like you said, I feel alive when I feel that little bead of sweat trickle down my neck. That doesn't make me feel, you know, icky or anything like that. And, you know, some people, when they wear that too, that's kind of sexy too, you know, that brings in the whole pheromones and body and enticements. It's got its own appeal to it, you know?
I live in a swamp.
Yeah.
let me tell you a little something about swamp ass.
I was going to say, she's going to say swamp ass.
You know, I hadn't said that term in so long. And then Sweet comes to visit, and I swear, 13 times a day, because it was hot. And, you know, when it's that hot all the time and there is no real reprieve, that even a car with perfect AC takes some time to get to cool you down, you know, there's that constant moisture. And, you know, parts are kind of sweaty anyway. And so when it's constantly sweaty, you're constantly aware of it. There is nothing sexy about that. It's not the good kind of wet and moist and damp. And it's not the enticing, alluring kind. It's not what you're looking for is all I'm saying. Now, having said that, I am loving how you guys are all about the warmth, because you guys go through that, you know, frozen tundra winter. And I like early spring and late fall here, because that's where the you know, high 60s to mid 70s are, and I am good in that weather. I'm not good at 98 degrees. I'm not good at 42 degrees. I have a very small window of joy when it comes to temperature control. But, yeah, there is something to be said. There's something very primal, very animal, very earthen about a hot day and animal passion. It's not the time for the sweetness and the flowers. It is the time to get down and dirty, to have at it, no holds barred, because I can speak, and to just kind of be free. It's kind of that whole freedom of summer that you experience as a kid when it's the first time that there's no school, and so you, that freedom, that emancipation from all of those rules kind of lingers through life in the summer months. So you feel a little bit more free. Maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's just that freedom lingers. Whatever it is, there's a whole lot of primal passion in the warmer months as opposed to the winter months, where for me at least, it tends to be a little bit more romantic. It tends to be a little bit more cuddly, a little bit more, you know, gentle starts where, you know, it's like, you know, you're barely wearing clothes. Let's just rip them off and have at it. You know, maybe we just get a little testy and impatient in the summer. Who knows? Because y'all have that dry heat. We have wet air.
I think nature agrees with you because, you know, springtime is when a lot of the babies are born in the animal kingdom.
That's because they're busy in the winter.
Well, the spring is when they have the best chance of surviving. But, you know, the gestational period is different for them.
Mm-hmm. Because they're busy in the winter. You know, fall, winter, they do their business, they rest a little bit, they have their kids, and now there they go. I love baby cow season. Cows. I love baby cow season because I live by a lot of dairy farms and beef farms and whatnot, and kind of in the backwoods of Florida. And you know, they blow up like balloons. Like they just, the pregnant cows are massive. It's like they ate things. They're just massive. And then all of a sudden they have this kid and they're like emaciated because it was all child. But they all take turns babysitting, in like a village kind of thing. Like sometimes mama needs rest, so somebody else gets to watch all the kids. And I kind of love cows for that because they're very social that way. Not that that has anything to do with this and that, but since we are talking about, you know, spring, that's what spring animals pop to mind. And let's say hello to Miss Lady A. Hello, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Congratulations. Weekly show now.
It's a weekly show. It is a sensual show, rated R. It is not our usual invite-only show. We will still have our invite-only show, so look out for that. That will be once a month, and look out for those invitations. And if y'all want to be invited, check us out in Pretty Sweet Seductions. Look for the group, sign up, join Team of Voices. The link is there. And this show is recorded live, and it will be on the air, made public a few days from now. So I just wanted to make sure I put that out there, and I'll be doing that for every new caller so that we don't get into our, well, it's a rated R short show. We can still say fuck and things like that because we're grown up. So it's okay. It's supposed to be sensual. But it will be made public. So just so long as you're comfortable with that.
What I can do is what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it by you and you can get a minute to read it and see if it's okay. I have an idea what you're looking for, but I'm not sure that this is it. It could be, but it could not be. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any 14-year-olds in this at all. Like,
No.
This is a rated R show. This will never show up on our sister site, A Team of Voices, which is why there is a delay in making it public, and it will not be live.
Okay. All right. I'll just listen to a couple, see where they go, and I'll take my cue from that.
It's definitely rated R, and well, you know, this is summer heat. This is sexy. This is sensual. This is passionate. This is, so long as it's not porn, we're good. We are very flexible.
Yes. I was going to say something, but I won't.
We have the ability to edit things out with the time delay. You're okay.
Okay. So I still want to listen to a couple, and I'll, like I said, I'll take my cue from that. But congratulations.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And just so that y'all know, if for those who will be listening after the show is recorded, in order to participate, you need to call in or have email permission for an audio file. We will not be providing readers for this show because if you want to go sexy, you got to do it yourself. So there's that. So that way, everybody calls to read us the mood that they're in, or they provide us a SoundCloud and we can hear it in their own voice exactly as they intended. And having said what, and there is the exception of Rack, yours does not have an audio file, right?
No, it doesn't.
Right, but you're on the call, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, that's more poetic prose. I mean, otherwise I would have tried to read it. It would have came, well, unfortunately, the way my eyes work, I have to, I kind of record the stuff on the pause button, which is why I don't read it live, and I always do the audio. So hopefully, if I do a good job, you can't tell that that's what I'm doing. And, you know, it's like a verse at a time or something, and it comes out like one fluid thought, but it's really kind of a jumbled mess. But we get there eventually.
So long as it works, we're good.
It's the build-up that we go for.
Well, you know, anticipation is sometimes the best part. You know, I mean, it's not the only part, but it's that build-up, all those little things that lead up to, you know, whatever is going to happen later on. That's where the excitement is. That's where your body reacts. And the longer it stays in that anticipatory state, the more eager the evening, you know? And so it kind of really works. I mean, there's something to be said for, you know, quick time constraints and squeezing one in because, you know, you get it where you can. But when you make the game last a whole lot longer, the little things like a tease on the back of the neck or a slight brush against, you know, her butt as you walk past the hallway, all those little tiny little nuances, that's what builds a moment. And so I'm good with the anticipation.
You gotta give a nod to Heinz ketchup every time you say that.
That's funny.
I can't help but think of that because, you know, they captured that thought with that song. I mean, that build up, that
just, was,
you know,
great advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, that was brilliant.
I haven't thought about that in forever. Yeah, that whole with that drop that will never fall.
Oh my God.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and throw one of mine up so that you can get a feel for things, okay? Lady A, are you good with that?
Sure.
All right,
yeah.
So it's on the board, and y'all might have heard this one before. I wrote it a while ago. But I figured if we're going to start talking poetry, let's start talking poetry. This is City Soot and Silent Promises, and it goes like this. The sewer stink of street trash marries the scent of desire veiled in crimson shadows reflected on the damp pavement, thoughts silenced by the gasp of nylons being shredded by possibility, teeth grip then slip on the sweat of a human night. Fireball burns sweet as night lands on the flesh and city soot, a grit that makes every movement a sanguinary promise forged on the edge of pain. Owned, taken, willed, filled with primal intoxication that turns warm city nights into shameless memories wrapped in the stink of street trash. End poem.
Wow. Can anybody else say wow? Because I can say wow. Well,
thank you.
You said it backwards.
I'm not street trash, just so that you know. Yeah, it's a palindrome.
It was kind of the alleyway, the dumpster stink, you know, when you're kind of bent over in the you know, yeah, you know.
And he brings that out.
I love how you say the sewer stink of street trash marries the scent of desire. Because we all want the bad boy or the little slut on the side. But I
a
like
little bit.
That. Own taken wills filled with primal intoxication that turns warm city nights into shameless memories wrapped in the stink of treason. No, you always have that one wild night that you're like, that's the best, trashiest, classiest night I've ever had. Oh, I don't care if it was in a bar down the alley, you know, somewhere in St. Louis. It was fine. It was just fine. I don't know. $4. I can't remember. I'm good. Oh,
it's those little memories that are carried on the wind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A grit that makes every movement a sangaree promise. I mean, oh, my God, if you can't get a little gritty and you can't get a little dirty and you can't have a little bit of you can't have a little bit of story. I just really enjoyed this. It's got all of it wrapped into it. It's sensual. It's fun. It's got a little edge. I really enjoyed this. So, Lady A, give me some love.
So, you know, you're the queen of metaphor, so this was very sensual for sure, and I thought it was beautiful. I'm not quite there with mine compared to that, but I think you always do a great job metaphorically, and this is no exception. You're brilliant at it.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
And Rockin'
Toy. Yeah, I asked to lick the sweat off your neck, so you gave it to me. I Brooklyn East Post and New York City. The first line made me think of, you know, when it's hot out, what happens with the trash, and the way it kind of magnifies the smells and everything. So it was very visceral in that regard, you know. And then you bring in the torn pantyhose and everything. And then, did you say pantyhose? You said something close, I think, but I mean, I was just, I was right there, just, you know, like, my mind immediately went to, like, a back alley outside of a bar. It's like, you know, I can't wait. I mean, we're not going home. It's happening.
That is exactly what that was.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it was one of those things that just you brought us right there with emotion and the gratification after the tease.
And I use nylons, but yes, pantyhose.
Nylon, thank you. I knew you didn't say it. When I said it, I knew what you used.
What's funny is I never used the word nylons in real life. I always just call them hose.
Hose.
You call everybody hose.
Yeah. So who
everybody
has
in a hole. I
well, you know, that's part of life. You kind of have to be every now and then, because otherwise life is just not fun.
I have one to give you.
Put it up.
And
with this show, there is a topic board. So it'll be up like for most of the week, just like any other show. We just can't drop something that needs a reader. But put it up.
Yes. I'm putting it up. Hold on. I got to make sure I'm in the right room. I went to the other room.
You don't have to work very hard.
What, to get it up there?
No. Hush, hush. All right. So this is summer heat, and it's very short for me. But I hope it's as hot as it should be. Yeah. Very, thank you. I'm very short.
It's very hot.
porch swing sway and ice melt and sweet tea drinks. Droplets of moisture bead on pearl buttons of summer dress. And hazel eyes reflect the golden tones of the horizon. Bodies move in the heat of a slow motion jazz beats as shimmers of incandescent ghosts float in sidewalks. Naked muscles twitch, scorching black eyeliner smiles. Evaporation of inhibitions drown in clouds of human thickness. Butterfly kisses pummel summer heat into submission. Sunburned skins kiss as lovers ooze into torrid positions. Unpunk.
My. You know, I'm loving the moisture, the thickness, the oozing, and that your choice of words is very hot as Hades. But you start so sweet, you know. Your porch swings sway and ice melts and sweet tea drinks. You know, that leaves a very, I'm thinking, you know, rocking chairs and a nice balmy breeze in the evening, just relaxing. And you've got the moisture beating, and hazel eyes are my absolute favorite. And then the bodies are moving in slow motion, and there is nothing sexier than jazz. And, you know, give me a tenor saxophone and a nice slow groove and, you know, something's happening that night. And your imagery is just stunning. But, you know, I love how it's the summer and you've been out in the sun and for being all alabaster, I'm sure you get red like a lobster, but who gives a darn? Because, you know, things need to get done. And so I kind of love how the sunburn, you know, that they're just kind of oozing into all the positions. Sunburn be damned. So that paints a very vivid and delicious picture. And what are your thoughts on her fabulous imagery, Rack?
She kind of leaves me speechless. I mean, she's got, you know, all the beautiful thoughts of kind of going at it. When I hear the idea of the sweat, that's what entices me, because that's one of those intricate little details that you kind of pick up when you notice someone. The little things, the flick of the hair, things that people do without thinking about it, you know, that comes so naturally. You know, you don't really have control over that little droplet of sweat kind of crawling down you and leaving that trail. But notice that on someone, it's one of those ones that you almost can't look away from, because it's hypnotic to me, anyway. You know, it's especially when you're in that mood, you know, you spent the day together sweating and you're kind of cooling down a little bit and you got that tea and it's like, okay. And like you mentioned with the jazz, you know, you never have enough sax.
That's for sure. And Lady A, what are your thoughts?
Well, I love this, and again, the metaphor in this is very sensual, and you're alluding to the topic, and it's quite beautiful too. And I love sunburned skins kiss as lovers ooze into torrid positions. I mean, the imagery in left in your imagination is quite beautiful. You girls are, yeah. Good at.
Well, thank you. You know, here's the thing when it comes to sensual poetry. For me, and everybody's different, process is different, you know, however it works. But for me, I can't pretend my way through it. Like, I can't be like, I don't think of the word choices like this would go good here. I sit there and I think of what it feels like. I think of warm hands touching my skin. I think of what that electricity feels like. You think of an actual moment and paint the picture. And otherwise, I've written some that are very not what the one that I just read was. And there's a difference in, with any poetry, not just sensual poetry, there's a difference in believability when you put yourself in that situation, whether it's fictional or real or whatever, it pulls on something familiar. And when you put yourself in a situation as you write, it reads real. And it doesn't matter what type of poetry you're writing, because I could describe love all day long and it'll just be, you know, some kind of like Hallmark card and be a little sappy. But if you think about what it felt like to be in love and you write what that is to you, how that felt, it's a completely different animal. And so that's, you know, that's the only advice I can give, because that's kind of all I do. So, you know, I don't know much. There's no formula.
Can certainly relate to pulling on something familiar.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, feel free to do as you wish, but, you know, no details. We're all right. And who do you want to read for you, Rack?
I don't know. Sweet Pea's,
I will be honored.
1 second. I will put it up. You know, every time I say the word up now, I'm going to be thinking of you, Rack. Thanks. And Rack, you are on the board. You know, that carpenter can work in my house any damn day.
Is it Jesus? Oh, no, that's not Jesus.
No. But I can say, oh, God, a few times and be all right with it.
All right.
Well, you got to finish the sentence.
Sunlight. Oh, God. Sunlight, sonata.
No.
Oh, never mind then. I just went there. Sweltering heat, working me on. Tool belt around my waist. Shirt sticking tight to my chest. A sweat drip in my every pore. She watched him from the window. He moved with cat-like grace, manhandling tools and lumber, shaping materials to his world. Every beat of sweat that dripped from his brow brought the project closer to completion. Like a magnet, she was drawn to steel banded sleeves of a powerful frame, hastily grabbing a tray on which sat in an ice-cold pitcher covered in sweat filled with ice tea. He had every intention, or she had every intention of questing his desire, but before she got to him, tray, she tripped, spilling everything, twisting her ankle on top of everything. He rushed over to help him. Oh, he rushed over to help, scooping up a napkin and a few pieces of ice and pressing it to her injured leg, alleviating the pain in her muscles, but not the ache in her heart. Her eyes locked, and the attraction immediately took over, drawing their bodies together by their lips, and the kiss managed to be hotter than the weather. And all.
Just so that y'all know, this is my life. I am about as grateful as graceful as an ox. So if I actually try to be sexy, things like this happen. But my. You know, it's not just the sticky shirt that I imagine is see-through in the sweat heat of summer. It's not just manhandling his tools, though I wouldn't mind seeing that. It is the sweetness that he rushes over to make her feel better, to kiss her aches away, to make sure she's all right, that it wasn't, because around these parts, if I fall like that, there's a whole lot of laughter. You okay? And then just rocket laughter. So there's something really...
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah. Or it sucks to be you. But there is something just so endearing and inviting about somebody's going to come and, you know, just MacGyver himself an ice pack and be like, how you feeling, ma'am? Maybe not so formal, but in my head, that's what it looks like. And it's a wonderful place for romance to start, to in that kind of very real, very imperfect place that, you know, and it's kind of funny when the poor thing falls because it's all, woohoo, she's going to quench his thirst and then falls flat on her face. And so it's funny, but then he's just like, I got you. And I was like, oh, yes, you do. Thank you. Thank you very much. So it actually, for me, made it sexier because it kind of pulls you into the story. And you know, we all kind of like that knight in shining armor, especially when they're half naked and manhandling their tools. What do you think, sweet?
I love it. I think it's romantic. It's beautiful. It's got great imagery. It tells a beautiful story. And, oh, the kiss, the desire, until he needs her to wash his underpants. And, Lydia, your thoughts?
Well, let me see. I'm going to have to, I don't know if I should have laughed at that last thing that you just said, but I thought it was rather funny. I'm having trouble finding where the poems are, like where
in the library room.
Where am, oh.
Yes, we don't have any sensual in the non-naughty room. So for all of our sensual.
Oh, I know that, but I can't, yeah. How come I can't find the naughty room?
I don't know.
It's
right in the
corner.
Got it. Yeah, I got it right there. Okay.
It's the one that's
and,
kind of like an eggplant.
Okay. Here's what I was seeing. The first, like, pretty bird, sweet pea, pretty bird, and I didn't see Rax. Okay. Oh.
You saw the picture, didn't you? That very manly.
That's
yeah.
What that
Well, I thought... Yeah, I thought that I thought you did a great job with your description of him and her voyeurism, and I thought it was really well done and classy. She had every intention of quenching his desire. Yeah, and then she tripped over everything. And I thought it was really interesting. Their eyes locked and the attraction immediately took over, drawing their bodies together by their lips, and the kiss managed to be hotter than the weather. That was really, you guys are really doing well with the metaphor. And I'm going to throw mine up there. And, you know, you did a great job with all three of you. I'm impressed. And, but I don't know that. So where do I put it? Just I put it in that room, right? For us to.
Right. Usually, like because it's gonna be a weekly show, we will now have a topic board for it. But since we're already on the show, feel free to put it on the board.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna just give you a second and talk amongst yourselves. I just have to find a nice picture.
I'm talking among myself.
she's you know, a loon, but that's all right.
She is.
She's a loon.
Okay.
I like that. That was a very nice thing.
I'm not going to put a picture because I don't have time to find one. So I'm just going to. Okay, I can't put that there either. Where do I put this?
Just on the chat wall in the naughty room.
No, but you know what I mean when you you submit your poem and it goes in your own wall. Like, what are you guys doing? Putting it in a journal?
No,
or
I just put mine up.
Does it show everywhere else?
No, mine's a poem. It's on my wall.
If you either put adult in the heading or as in the author's notes, or you what is it? You tag it adult or explicit or whatever. It automatically sorts through and doesn't let different ages see it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just give me 2 more minutes, okay, and I'll have this figured out so that I know what I'm doing.
Sure.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Wiggle while you work.
Yeah.
So make us crack that whip. No.
That's a
joke. Isn't it, though? I still have to make that theme song.
In Suki's honor, it would be a bull whip.
Oh, my.
Oh. No, because I like to be whipped, not whipper. I'm the whippy, not or the whip. Not the
and all I heard was a cow joke.
Yeah, come for the bull steak and a drink.
Yes, and all I heard was a cow joke. All I heard was her moo and the cow. I heard her not be the bull.
And little fun fact that back in the days old, the best canteens are made out of, can you guess?
Cow testicles?
Bull testicles, because cows have udders.
Holy
yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
But yes, people could drink out of them things.
Oh,
it's been seen with many lives.
Maybe it was a transgender cow.
I don't think that those exist. But what were you saying, sweet?
Those are the ones with the black and white dots.
Which one?
There's a name for them. Aren't they called Jersey cows when they have the black and white?
Jersey cows.
There's a name for them.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I thought the Jersey ones
are
red. And yeah, the Jersey ones are red. They're brown.
Oh, okay.
I always thought the black and white ones were just dairy cows. That's because, you know, that they're on the dairy farm around here. So those are dairy cows to me.
Yeah. I think that there's a name for the black and white ones.
Let's see.
You want
yeah,
cow
no.
joke?
That is, they're dairy cows. They're the black and white ones. According to Wikipedia, because I don't
right.
know from cattle.
You haven't heard anything?
OMG.
Yeah.
See a lot of moving tonight, too.
Yeah.
Well, I have another one up there that is about heat. Now, we do have a SoundCloud but from Titus for his piece, but I kind of wanted to be able to get, you know, a lot of comments for them. So I don't know if, like, other
wonderful
people
are
going to
show. Is she not going to be
yeah.
here, too?
I hope so.
I'm in the room there now.
Okay.
Are you ready for us, Lady A?
Whenever you're ready, sweetheart. Ooh.
Okay.
I see a honey.
This is called Sun's Rays. Turquoise ocean, crystal clear, kaleidoscope of fish appear. Into the deep they swim, naked save for fins. Plump, cool bosom savors the chill, aerial of puckers thrilled. Weightless buoys form perfect orbs, his hands explore. Water coursing aflame, caressed by nymphs and sirens. Freedom flows, fans desire, she is Aphrodite inspired. He is Poseidon, weakened by her ocean dance. Together they swim their sultry song, escape into their torrid trance. Sun's rays braise and broil sand to near molten glass. Cloistered beach, a silken sheet, bodies heat like natural gas. Fingers slide up sweaty thighs, find the fleshy skin, and glide into the swollen pink as mouth and tongue fall in thin. End poem.
You know, I love Aphrodite and Poseidon, you know, and how he's, you know, he's like the king of all oceanic everything, and he is weakened by her ocean dance because there's nothing like a little tease, the sway of a hip, a little something something to get the distraction going, and this is quite visual and quite beautiful. the sun's rays, braise and broil. Oh, you know, that brings me to my youth on the beach of Fort Lauderdale and back when I can tolerate sunlight. And boy, we used to roast like chickens out there.
Yeah.
And to near molten glass. You know, that is true. That is, you don't go anywhere without flip-flops because your skin will fall off of your feet. But, you know, in the middle of all that, none of it matters when you are with somebody who has all of your attention, when you're sliding up those sweaty thighs and you find that fleshy skin. I love that term, by the way, fleshy, because there's something about, you know, when you can grab on to the meat of somebody that it's just, you know, just adds a little bit more oomph to it. And I really, really kind of love that. This is a little bit sinful, which is absolutely fabulous because sin is where we live. This is our wheelhouse. Welcome to the dark side. And your thoughts, sweet peas.
Oh, baby, I will take you to the sea to sin. That is what this says to me. Come on.
Yeah.
I is just, let me take you to the sea to sin. And boy, will we sin. Areola puckers. I love that. And to be weightless and desire and Aphrodite inspired. I am all, this is just gorgeous. And it's got gorgeous imagery. It's got all the things that you can, you just, what water can do, the buoyancy and the romanticism and all of those lovely things. You've got the moon, you've got the sun, you've got the sky, you've got everything. A little bit salt, so watch out. But there's so much there. I'm involved with it. I think it's gorgeous. And I love that last line, as mouth and tongue fall into sin. I think that is just says so much, you know. I really am enamored. So great last line, great imagery. And
truly, truly,
there's
truly
a lot of this.
Thank you.
With that last line,
you're welcome.
You know, a kiss, a good kiss can make a night, and a real crappy kiss can ruin one. There's just, you know, you don't ever shove your tongue down somebody's throat because that's not what they want to choke on. I'm just putting that out there. And so if somebody kisses you just right, even if it was a, we'll see. It's a, oh, okay. Because kisses can do that. They melt everything away. They ignite this electric fire. And I love how that's where you fall into sin. So that's just lovely, lovely, lovely. Sorry, I didn't mean to you know, keep on talking.
Oh, I'm right there with you. No, I was just going to ask Rack what he thought.
Oh, I was enjoying the conversation. This was fantastic, Lady A. The imagery in this is spot on. Starts off, you know, with that somewhat innocent skinny dipping, which, you know, is never really innocent. But what it leads up to, this is kind of a logical conclusion, and your descriptions of everything are perfect. You're not going over the top. You're not going crazy with, you know, you've got the right amount of detail that left the right amount to the imagination. And I think it's what you don't say that speaks volumes, because you lead up to the thoughts and you let us draw our own conclusions. And you know, it's really hot, you know. And you know, when Pretty Bird was saying fleshy, I was thinking of a different.
Me too. That's what I was saying. You and I are on the same track. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I got from it, you know. And the kid, you know, they say, you know, a four letter, you know, it's a four letter word. Well, you made a three letter word dirtier than a four letter word. So there you go.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Rack. You hit it right on the noggin.
It's a shame I'm trying to keep salt out of my diet.
You know, I love the ocean. I have utilize its services. You know, I'm a water baby. Things happen. But I'm not a big fan of sand anywhere. And it sticks to everything and gets in the worst places and makes things uncomfortable.
Yeah, really.
But inside, but in the water, I am good. We're all right. It's just I never understood all these people that are all like, hey, it's sex on the beach, and I'm like, oh, the irritation. Because you know, not everything about sex is sexy.
No.
Oh, yeah, far from it.
Yeah. You know, and that's okay. And, you know, here's what I think is funny. You know, I watch, you know, TV and movies and whatnot because that's what you do when you spend a year and a half and locked up in your house like a prisoner to disease. So, you know, I watch more, you know, movies and stuff on TV than I have in a long time. And I'm watching all these things, and it doesn't matter if it's romantic and soft or if there's any actual nudity. When you're watching, like, actual, like, TV/movie sex, not porn sex, but TV movie sex, I'm sitting there going, no, that's not right. No, that's not the way that goes. No, that's really, no. And, you know, and what kind of weird body angle is going to make that look that way? No. And so it's just not fun for me because I have to nitpick everything. But I have found that I really appreciate the ones that are imperfect, and not the bodies, the actual situations, the ones where, you know, they switch position and she's got long hair and he puts pressure on her hair. And she's like, ow, my hair. Cause you know, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And all those little things that you just maneuver through, like it's nothing. Cause it really doesn't stop anything, but they leave all the imperfections out, which makes reality seem so
contrived
by comparison. Yeah. And I feel
One big one for me is in that sort of the movie thing is, you know, they're out for an evening and they've been dancing or partying or whatever, and they come home and they don't freshen up. You know what I mean? Like,
I do. But being that this is a rated R show, we're not going to get into those kinds of details. But yeah, no, you can't just go running and sweating.
But I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, you can't go running and sweating and then everything is just woohoo. No, just no.
Yeah.
You know, a little more realism would be nice. Just a little bit. Because, you know, and I find that I appreciate in all kinds of things, like even nobody talks to people in these long monologues of perfect things to say. So even in things like that, when they take a pause and somebody's like, are you done? They're like, just give me a minute. I'm gathering my thoughts. I appreciate that. You know, it makes it a lot more real. Because sometimes you're overwhelmed with emotion, or if you're like me, you're really trying to fight your unfortunate lean towards tears of frustration, because it's not like the actual tears, it's just that it comes out that way. And so sometimes you need a minute to compose yourself. So all of these little bits of reality that color a perfect moment actually for me makes it more perfect because it makes it real and relatable. And so, yeah, which by the way, goes back to your poem, Rack. It's probably why I like the fact that she fell on her face and he went to go take care of her, because, you know, those things happen to me usually, but those things happen.
True that.
Right? And that hair, let me tell you,
absolutely.
I have long hair. And there is nothing more let me scream like a banshee than if I'm trying to switch positions and there's, you know, an elbow on my hair and I've been pressing against my hair out. That is not okay.
That's not the way you want your hair pulled?
No. It needs to be wrapped around the fist and held hard. That's different. Because, you know, there's just a way to do things.
Pony style.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know.
Absolutely.
There's money, there's nice, and there's everything in between.
Oh,
and
I forgot to tell everybody, the poem I wrote tonight is dedicated to a girl I keep in my my attic. I got to tell everybody that. It's very hot in there. So if she calls in, I have to read it to her, just FYI.
Oh, well, absolutely.
You mean you're going to have to read it again?
I know, gosh darn it.
Oh, I have to.
Oh, speak of the devil.
I forgot.
Hey,
yes,
Sky.
Say her name.
Were your ears ringing?
Well, I'm a good obeyer. I've got someone yelling at me. I need to come here, but I just got home.
I did
wait, but Jimmy P is like, you need to be here right now. So
I didn't say right now. I said you had to call in. I have something for you.
I gotta obey the mistress. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
We're good. I wrote you a first love poem.
I got a love poem?
Oh, yeah.
I wrote you a love poem.
Love poem.
Yes.
Which is on the board, sweet.
It is on the board. This is to Sky, the sexy woman I keep in my attic.
Where it's hot and sweltering and you're all dewy.
Yes, it's all hot and sultry, and you're all dewy. So I said if you called in, I'd have to read it to you because I read it once. But this is for you. All right, summer heat. And I don't know if you can see the picture, but it's a redhead for you. All right. Porch swing sway and ice melts and sweet tea drinks. Droplets of moisture bead on pearl buttons of the summer dress, and hazel eyes reflect the golden tones of the horizon. Bodies move in the heat of a slow-motion jazz beat as shimmers of incandescent ghosts float from sidewalks. Naked muscles twitch, scorching black eyeliner smiles. Evaporation of inhibitions drown in the clouds of humid thickness. Butterfly kisses pummel summer heat into submission. Sunburned skins kiss as lovers ooze into torrid positions. End poem.
Wow, look at that.
See, that's some present, isn't it?
I know.
There you go. Now you can go to bed.
Well, I wanted to come say hi, I guess, for a little bit. This is beautiful. Black eyeliner smiles. That's the only makeup I wear, you know, is black eyeliner and mascara. And it's very rare, but it's the only makeup I've ever worn.
I know. I listen.
Sweetie wants you to wear
hazel.
Her light
makeup. I have to tell you a secret. They're not hazel. Hey, we're gray. They're green. They're green, but they're so pale and light. It actually hurts a lot that they're gray. In pictures, sometimes they look a little tricky.
Two of my boys have gray
eyes.
No, they're really mean. They get so pale in the light that they are often, they're more gray than they are green.
So what are the golden tones of the horizon? Whatever specs, you have green eyes with different tones.
They are. They're fickle. I love this tweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My set woman I keep in the attic.
Because I'm not allowed to call you cute.
Why not?
Oh, I always wanted to be sexy, and I didn't say she wasn't allowed. We were talking something, and she's like, "You're so cute." I always want to be sexy, but I'm always freaking cute. So that's all I get.
Okay,
I don't call her cute anymore.
But I'm gonna clue you into a little something there, Sky. Cute is sexy. Like if a woman is cute, there is that kind of a little bit of coyness, a little bit of innocence, a little bit of I got to dirty that up. So it's hella sexy.
Okay. We're gonna have a discussion. First off, I apologize, Pretty Bird, because I had a discussion about your chest muscles behind without telling you.
Don't even bring this up on there.
Okay, so now he has to have to explain it to me. Go ahead.
I will talk to you about that off air. I have to remind me to talk about your chest muscles off air.
Damn it. I want to be a fly on that wall.
I have something to tell you. It is the most impressive thing. I just was blown away by it.
Well, okay. Now I'm all, my curiosity's all piqued.
I know. But we will talk about
it.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, I have put Titus up on the board. Let me know when you guys see him, and I will play his SoundCloud.
All right.
Oh, wait. You know what? Did I put this one in here? There were hold on a second. I may not have put this one in. I put another one in. Ooh. Nope. That's not
SoundCloud.
Gosh darn it. So we will play him in a minute because I don't think I put this one in there. Look at me dropping the ball.
No way.
I know, right? Well, you know, that's what happens when it doesn't come in a pair.
Oh, and Sky, did I do it enough times for you? Did it take you to where the level you needed to be?
Well, I'm far from that level, but at least that is over with. I'm really obsessive sometimes and compulsive. So
okay.
Thank you for helping my upset.
No.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Okay. I just want to make sure I did it enough times.
You did enough times.
Okay, good. All right.
I am having
Where
an
are
issue.
Are we in the naughty room?
Yes,
really
we're in the
lost.
Naughty room.
Yes.
Okay.
And Blog Talk.
But it's the central room. This is pretty sweet tea. This is central.
So no rated X.
No rated R.
Right.
No rated X.
No
rated R.
But we're not talking, you know.
We can say it, but we can't talk about doing it in explicit tones.
Okay.
I cannot get into the dashboard.
Why?
Because my Team of Voices icon on Blog Talk is a microphone.
Okay, so I'm in the dashboard. What do you want me to do?
I need you to load up Titus's poem because he gave me two SoundClouds and I.
Well, I can do that.
Well, I didn't put it in the studio yet, is what I'm saying, because I put the one and not the other because, you know, apparently I need a spanking.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know I'm not the spanker, but okay, I'll do what I can do.
We could sell tickets for that.
And while you're doing that, I put a poem up, and I'll go ahead and read it. This is In the Midst of a Summer Storm with a big old typo in the title, but we won't look at that. Ethereal skies hold dreams of smooth cream skin and steel gray eyes. Looking to me, through me, the liquid center breathes secondhand sex and storm cloud hues of shadows personified. Begging in silent torment, yearning to sate the tweaker's fiend, filled the void in lightning rod precision, a surgical incision ceasing inhibition. Turning sand to glass sculpture beautiful, where the act becomes the art of nightshade maneuvers, glistening truth in tips and tails while spinning heads in the grasp of frenzied desire. Watch me move in midnight thunder, clapping heaven's approval in waves of sound that writhe from you through me. sliding slopes of passion into stasis, satiated, seeking slumber beneath ethereal skies, holding dreams of smooth cream skin and steel gray eyes. End poem.
See, now you got Sweet working, so she can't run comments. Because she, Lord knows, she can't do things at once.
Poor Sweet.
Brad, what did you think of that?
Oh.
Don't kill the man, Sweet.
Well,
no,
a little.
It's just a little death. Yeah, I love your image in this. What's so much about this that was really enticing. And I'm lost again.
Oh, Zach, at least you're not doing two things at once.
Oh my God!
OMG!
Hey, what do you want? I'm a lonely guy surrounded by four girls, so, you know, what do you want from me?
Maybe you are doing two things at once.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. I can't do two things at once, so it's okay.
Treybird wrote a poem for me, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, with your smooth cream skin and steel gray eyes.
Oh, this is just for you guys. You see? You see it? It's about me. I got
look
the steel gray eyes.
Yes. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? I'm good with it there, darling.
I thought this was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to jump in here. Sorry, Rack. You gather yourself there. I thought this was wonderfully done. I'm really glad I did call in. I'm way too awake for this late at night, but I just got home, and what a treat right before bed. And Storm Cloud Hues of Shadows personified. I really love personification. So the fact that you took the language of personify and then you put it right into here, you know, begging and silent torment, yearning to state. I really, really loved that part. I hate to pick a favorite part because I really like a lot of parts, but I think that one, and then down here with the glass sculpture, beautiful, where the act becomes the art of nightshade maneuvers. Really, really loved that one too. This is gorgeous language. It weaves together wonderfully. I love all the S's and the penultimate stanza, and then of course, and it's a tribute to me, I guess, because the steel gray eyes. So I'm very excited.
I'm kind of excited that you used the word penultimate, to be honest.
I mean, the picture's a little off. My back doesn't quite look like that, but, you know, I'll just ignore that for now.
Well, you're front.
My back's a little bit more feminine than that, but everything else is good to go.
I think you're lovely.
Ah.
You want me to help you, Sweet? Because I can get in there.
If you would like to try to do this, yes. Because my computer is just being as pain in the butt as it wants to be. Yes.
I just can't figure out why it won't let me in the dashboard at all. All I have is a studio.
I don't either,
and
but it's not that. That's not the problem. I got in the dashboard, but it's just decided to be, hey, I'm just going to be a pain in the butt.
Wrong night.
OMG.
Ha ha. God, wait a minute. Maybe I'll do it.
All right, well, I'll take over for you, Sweet, so that you can comment on Pretty Bird's
poem. Okay. Well, no, you,
teamwork.
Why don't you have Lady A? Lady A, why don't you go ahead and comment on the poem?
Well, I thought it was beautiful. I loved a great many things about it, but I'm just trying to see the one that I really jumped out at me. You have such a way, though, Birdie, that I just love how you write, because you're masterful with your metaphor and your imagery, and yet you maintain an air of dignity and classiness that's, I think, unsurpassed.
Oh,
and,
wow.
No, seriously, you do these type of poetry so beautifully well, and fill the void in lightning rod precision, a surgical incision, ceasing inhibitions. I thought that was really great, and I like, I'm trying to find the line that's talked about stasis.
That's close to the end.
Yeah, sliding slopes of passion into stasis, satiated, seeking slumber beneath, and the alliteration in there. But I like the use of the word stasis, because it's not a word that is used very much. It's a medical term, which means non-moving, like to compare it with what you're talking about, to say stasis, I can feel that moment where you're just like, oh, like don't even move, you know. And I, you know, you're a very intelligent writer, because your words are well chosen and of good intellect.
Well, thank you. That's awesome.
And hi, Deb.
Hi, Deborah Lee. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Hi, Deb.
And Titus is in.
Awesome.
I'm in
Titus
too.
Is in, and you can exit. You can cancel my picture out on the board now. That was just for you guys, so you can press delete.
You want me to get rid of that? Yeah.
I got it.
You want me to get rid of that?
And that thing is there for you guys in there. And how come I'm just hearing Andrea now? Hi.
Hi.
She likes to be quiet in the corner.
I know.
She watches.
Well, you said
she watches
a woman.
Things,
I'm like,
she watches things
floor?
Unfold until she has a chance to pounce. She ain't no fool.
Titus is in the studio like now 3 times, because Deb put him in there, and I put him in there. So he is well there. He is well
that
there.
Is,
well
no,
there.
I didn't do it. Not me. Not this time. No, there is a one that says Deb. This is what it is. I have.
Oh.
I need. Titus has a present for you, Deb. If you are, it's one of yours. If you don't mind me playing it for you.
Oh well,
okay.
I have the one that the other one is up in there. So we want to play that one now.
Oh, which one? The original one?
The first one you put on, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to play that now.
That. Okay. So Titus is on the board. Where is he? There he is.
All right. And here we go.
Comparative healing. Dedicated to poet's inspiration. Passionately, she is an exquisite listener, ominous, as sensing whereabouts to ask extensively, how are you? She'll prefer to tell you only to appreciative that task, senses of around her, all being stature, intending to uplift you as becoming why now, modesty, befits a muse worthwhile, soft, enchanting, a graciousness soul alive, presumes no bad, just good to reconcile. It's what I want to tell, and if when needs reminded, think again I won't, so kindly above what yet again she'll do for please, tell lightly, her guidance walks us blindly, interpreting a breeze with so much caring, oblivious healing. Without thought, power, night would be a light. So I am comparing someone within each godly aspect, hour.
Well, look at Titus at the mood music.
Let's get it on.
There are some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful passages in here. Where was it? I had my little mouse next to it, and then I had the nerve to knock my desk and my mouse moved. It says, here. It is intending to uplift you as becoming why now. Modesty befits a muse, worthwhile, soft, chanting, a graciousness. Full ally presumes no bad, just good to reconcile. What a lovely, 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 lovely way to view someone. It's all of this elegant tributary verbiage that is just so lovely. You know, I tell people they can make the word muse and inspiration sound very, well, dirty, but this is so elegant and so lovely that I was like, oh, I want to be that kind of muse. You know, it's just really, really beautiful. What are your thoughts, sweet? Are you with us, sweet? Are you on mute? Well, I heard you for a second. Miss Sweetie. Did we lose you? Well, she might be muted. I don't know if she can hear us, but she didn't drop, so hopefully we'll hear her soon. So, Miss Deborah Lee, what are your thoughts on Titus's lovely, sultry piece?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. For starters, if you hadn't, I would have quoted the same section that you just did. It's kind of like, wow. The other spot that was really awesome, well, the whole brevity is awesome, but reminded, think again, I woke so kindly above what yet again she'll do for plead. How lightly her guidance walks, as blindly interpreting a breeze with so much caring, oblivious healing, without thought power. Holy cow! This is absolutely a breathtaking piece. Wow, I have to go back a bit to the part you already quoted, but I can't help it. It's just so gorgeous. Modesty befits a muse, worthwhile, soft, enchanting, a gracious soul. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. Great read, too.
Yeah, he does a great job. And Sky, what are your thoughts? Wait, hold on a second. Sweet, are you back yet?
Yes.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Titus's piece?
I didn't hear Titus's piece. I had said, but obviously you didn't hear me. I had to run and say goodbye to my grandson.
Oh, so sorry. Well, that is a very worthwhile cause, so your excuse.
Yes.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. So, Sky, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was an excellent piece. I really liked her guidance walks as blindly, interpreting a breeze with such caring, oblivious feeling without thought power. I really, really like the thoughtfulness of it. Titus is always brilliant in his work, and he has like this old vintage feel to it that I really quite appreciate. Really well done. Oh, look it. It was for my wife's contest. I have a wife on AP. And when I first joined AP, everybody, like, had a family. Like, you had an AP mom and AP dad. It was, like, the thing that long ago. There's AP. Yeah. Anyway.
And Lady A, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was very romantic, and it was apparently an acrostic, and I'm trying to see, I was looking at some of the comments below it, but I can't see that it's Poet's Whisper.
It says, Poet Inspiration.
Poets, I-N, in...
Inspirations.
In what?
Inspirations.
Okay. So that was really interesting. It was, but it was very delicate and very, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say proper. I don't mean that. But it's just, it's a very dignified and very, I want to say like pure almost in his description. And I loved the intending to uplift is becoming why now. Modesty befits a muse worthwhile. Soft, enchanting, and gracious. This soul ally, you know, like those words, like you do soft. The words are soft. The tender is another word that comes to mind for me. You know, is he comparing? Am I comparing someone within each godly aspect hour? Very unique piece, don't you think?
I find it to be wonderfully adoring. There is just that kind of awe, you know, in affection that underlies it. That's just lovely. And Mr. Raconteur, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the underlying feel of this to me is that, you know, he's able to do something like this. The feeling I get is because the language that he uses, he actually uses in real life. The sincerity in it is undeniable. You could feel his connection to what he's talking about. And these aren't like casually chosen words from a thesaurus or trying to imitate, you know, an old-fashioned poet or something. I imagine that, you know, everyday language for him, he sprinkles in things like this, and he probably gets a few sideways looks because I've done that too. I've said things that were kind of archaic, and people look at me like, "Did you just say that?" And I'm like, you know, whatever. But you know, it's one of those things that it just feels natural, especially coming from him, and hearing him read it and having read his other stuff. So I don't. It's not an affectation. It's something that it's just, you know, genuine, and that's where I think the beauty lies in his work.
Absolutely, and to be able to convey an emotion, a feeling, desire, adoration, with such grace and subtlety is quite a gift. So I think you did a great job. And I have Miss Deborah Lee on the board. Are you ready to read, Deb?
Sure. Headed there, sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Your picture reminds me of a story I was telling earlier today about my mama's swimming pool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great mind.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
water babies.
Absolutely. Okay, here it is. Sorry about that. All right. It's called Tannin in the Yard by the Swimming Pool. Here we go. Eight shades of blue tint the sky as opal clouds roll over the view. My phone vibrates over the table and the ringtone announces you. calling to say you grabbed wine, then you'll stop for the pizza, too. Warm breezes roll over the backyard. The blazing sun kisses pink on skin. Now lemongrass lotion perfumes air. I doze from bird songs that lull me in. To brain running picture peep shows, triggering my moan to ride on the dim. Fingers fiddle as the thermometer rises, arousal dot flesh with droplets of dew. Footsteps pull me from sleep as eyes lift, spotting you grin, then rise from the view. Strip and dive in the pool with a sizzle. You do too. And synchronized locomotion fuels the chemical explosions from two. Want to go for a swim?
Yeah. You know, there is something to be said about nights like this. You know, the relaxing, comfortable nights where you're just with someone that you don't even have inhibitions with, where it's just, yeah, wine, pizza, pick it up. And because they're picking it up and you don't have to leave, it's even just now, you know, he's getting lucky. And so there's all of that comfort. And then you're all, you know, you take a nap and your brain wakes you up because things are coming. And fingers fiddle as the thermometer rises. I bet they do. I love that line because, you know, there's something really innocent about fiddling fingers. You know, it's innocent sounding, but not innocent doing. And it's just, I love how that raises the heat where, you know, your flesh is dotted with droplets of dew and that when and it works up that desire. And, you know, a little pizza and a little wine can go a long way, apparently. I'm just saying. And so, sweet, what do you think of this having that at a pool?
Thanks, Preeper.
You're welcome.
I like the brain-running picture peep shows, triggering my moan to ride on the din. Ooh, I like how the brain runs picture peep shows. Because the mind is the sexiest organ ever. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. You know, I have visualizations of things that run through my head all day and, you know, flirting and all of that throughout the day. I think that gets you to the biggest explosion at the end of the day they can possibly get. And I really, really like that line.
Thank you, sweet.
You're welcome.
You know you're running comments, right, sweet?
Oh, yeah, the Rocky Horror. <You're welcome.
laughs> You mean she's supposed to be running comments? Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I have visual things going on in my mind now, thank you.
You delve into distraction, Deb.
I can't relate to visual. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you did an amazing job with this, Deb. The picture of laying out by the pool is, you know, classic. The visualization of that was, you know, followed very easily. The rhyme and flow with the pizza and you'll get the pizza too. Was absolutely perfect. You know, the thought of it gave it kind of I want to say everyday blue collar type feel. You know, one of those. It's not like it's an anniversary. It's just, you know, like a casual date night almost. There's a familiarity and intimacy that you're I won't say taking advantage of. You're enjoying, the setting. You know, being laid out by the pool and everything just added to that feeling. That means, you know. No clothing or less clothing, you know, it just gives that feel of freeness that goes with the whole idea of not so much the date, but the, you know, what you're leading up to. it's I don't know how to put it. You did a great job expressing it though. I and at the closing verse about the locomotion, that was a beautiful way to put it too. That was absolutely gorgeous. Fuels the chemical explosions. Yeah. I really like that. The whole thing was great, though.
Thank you, Rack.
You're welcome. I'll get the skimmer.
And Lady A.
Well, I love this. I thought this was so beautiful. Poem, and I think the whole water theme for, I did mine with the ocean, and there's just something about it that it's moving, it's stunning, I love the simplicity of it, you know, the grab the wine, stop for pizza, but you have some I doze from bird songs that lull me in to brain running picture peep shows, triggering my moan to ride on the din. Your rhyme scheme in this is gorgeous. And I really loved the last verse as well. And if I can just say anything, I love, it's in your author's notes, that I would stick that as your last line of your poem, you want to go for a swim. I think this is a really great piece, and you have... there's something about water that is arousing, you know. If you're going skinny dipping, there's just something about it, that there's a freedom of it about it. And there's a real igniting ignition to arousal, I guess. And I thought this was great, Deb.
Thanks, sis. Yeah, in the water is my favorite place.
Just yeah. I hear ya.
And
hello, crickets.
No, she's talking.
I said Sky. Hello. Listen.
I didn't hear one word.
It's okay. No, this is absolutely brilliant. You know, what I really loved about it in the beginning was the modernness of it. You kind of open with the cell phone, which is really, it's not something that you often, except maybe in like spoken word poetry. Spoken word poetry seems to be a little bit more modern in the language. But this isn't spoken word, and still you tuck it right in there in the beginning. I really, really like that about it, with the phone vibrating over the table and the ringtone announces you. And it just brings a smile, because, you know, there are certain people that we, I'm assuming this is a special ringtone. And right. You kind of sometimes you can put different ringtones for different people for when they call, and you know it's them right away. So I love that little bit of like detail and tidbit. I thought that was quite clever and unique and something not very common, I would say. I don't think I've ever read a piece that talked about different types of ringtones. So it's quite unique there, and I really enjoyed that part of it. And then down at the end, well, first of all, the language and the lemongrass and the lotion perfumes the air and the bird songs that lull. I really, really love that. And the picture peep show, that little double P there was quite clever. I thought this was absolutely brilliant from top to bottom, and I have to say the language in it was really nice throughout, and that opening modernness was quite clever. Really, really well done, Deb.
Thank you, Sky.
And Sky, you are up on the board, but before you read, are you in the studio, Deb?
I can be.
No, it's just that it kicked Sweet out, and I don't know if I should hit continue on the box that popped up.
You shouldn't have to do anything. I'm getting there, but it usually lasts like at least 10 or 15 minutes to give the host a chance.
Okay. So
yeah,
she can't get back in, though.
She can't?
No.
Did you say?
No, on the board she says that she can't get back in.
Wow, okay. Okay, well, then that, what that means, I don't think continue will work without a host dialed in. So what that means is that somebody has to hang up and dial the host line.
Okay.
To keep the show going for the last 20 minutes. I'm there now. I see it. Do you want to keep the show rolling and I'll just turn it on and you'll still run things? I'll just get the studio lit back up?
Sure.
Okay, do your thing and I'll hang up and dial the...
All right. And I have, I'm hoping that Sweet can call in on the regular number and at least call back in.
I was going to say, have her try the regular number and I'll try to.
Yeah, she's trying, the poor thing. She's been having flash flooding over there. My power was out half the day here because of lightning storm. So, you know, we're lucky we lasted this long, to be honest. It's a mess.
Wow.
But so hopefully she'll be able to call back in.
Okay.
But Sky, you are on the board. So if you are ready to read.
Thank you. I put that in there for you, Pretty. It's sometimes you can't bring things up when you're already on the show and you upload. So if you can't see it, just press zero and then a squiggly line and then rack for Pretty.
Okay.
If you can't see it there, sometimes it does that when you load it during the show, you can't see it. You have to actually hit the search bar. At least it does for me. I don't know if that's for anybody else.
I see it. I just refresh the page, it shows up.
Oh, okay. It doesn't for me, so my computer's just special. All right. This is it's summer, so I bring it. So this is Mosquito Repellent in Summer Sweat by Dust Home. It's quite old. So it's like 6 or 7 years old with that. I love when honeysuckle is in full bloom, as fair-haired leaves and wiry vines rest, loop and feather pine, wood fences, the scent of fleece peaches in air, as its taste of sweet nectar is coupled with sizzling smoked barbecue ribs. A thin skin of chlorine hugs your body, as if a veil of tracing paper was draped, after hours of lazing in our backyard pool. But even in the echo of warm days and season's playful banter on winds, I love most the lull of quiet night, when musk twittering pine needles and parched wood dwindles to ember, when we're tangled in perfumed whispers of lasting mosquito repellent and summer sweat and hope.
You know, there is really so much tied to scent and memory, and you paint. That's Sweet calling me. Give me one second. You paint such a beautiful, beautiful picture, and with the and that ending though, it's like it's stamped in memory, and you can smell the off, and you can, and the end of a perfect day, you know, and it's beautifully. That's what affection and romance looks like to me. It's not about the gestures and the fancy dinners and flowers. It's about those moments that linger like that. And it's so beautifully depicted. Rack, will you do me a favor and comment and run comments for me so that I can talk to Sweet for a sec?
Okay. I was going to try and conference her in. But, okay, Lydia, can you comment for Sky?
Yeah, well, you know, Sky is a fantastic writer, and her ability to put metaphor and imagery through to pique your interest and keep you there, and in such a terrific way as she always does. I think she's one of the best writers on the site, I think, and this is just a taste of one of her many.
Yeah, she's, I like what you did with the off too. I like to take things that people look at and are usually, I won't say repulsed, but, you know, they have a strong feeling about them and make them think about it in a different way. And you certainly did that with this. Deb, what'd you think?
That's not
with you. Oh, okay. So it's just you, me.
No, I'm sorry. She called back as host. I'm sorry, Deb. I was trying to help you
figure
it out.
No, that's okay.
It's
cool. I'm here. But no, I thought your wording here was excellent. I could visualize, as you were saying, I could pick up some of the scents, like the honeysuckle. What the hell is that? Oh, okay, we're calling
somebody. Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah,
your conference
is correct.
Cool.
It won't. Yes. We'll see what happens.
And you can't even hear me. I'm sitting there trying to explain it to you.
No, as soon as it started ringing, I realized what was going on.
I apologize. I thought they were going to put it in the green room.
It's
sweet.
Cool.
Are you there? Oh, I thought she picked up already. She's expecting the call. Oh, now it's just ringing all over the place.
Hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a shame.
All right.
She almost made it through the whole show. Didn't work out. Okay, we'll see what happens. Did I hear Rack say something about conferencing her from his? Maybe he could try that while I comment on Sky.
Yeah.
What do you say? Okay. And Sky, yeah. The details of stuff, but even in the echo. Oh, I'm sorry. Rack?
No, go ahead. Ignore me.
Okay. But even in the echo of warm days and seasons, playful banter on wind, I love most the lull of quiet nights. And you know, so something, Sky, for some reason, I think I expected that amazing little southern accent thing you do sometimes when you read to come out there. And I love most of the love, quiet nights. I just, it had such a charm that goes with those southern nights. When musk's withering pine needles and parched wood dwindles to embers. Great, great visual. Awesome share. And I really, really like the picture that you put with it.
Thank you, Jim. I only bring out that accent when it comes to Paul Edgecombe.
Huh.
And,
wow.
And
well,
I
by
think
the
I'm
way,
only able to do it because of the hours and hours I spent listening to the Green Mile growing up.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, a movie, book. But I think the other night when you read and you didn't have the recording, that you were still spot on with that little lull you
Thank
had
you.
Going there. That's good for you.
And guess who got back in the studio?
All right. Now you got to read my poem.
And Lady A, your thoughts on Sky's poem?
Commented on it, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Did you? I'm sorry. I was, you know, trying to get everything back to normal. So that's awesome. Okay, now, Titus sent in a SoundCloud for you specifically, Deb. So would you mind if we played that for you?
Okay.
Okay, let me. I had it somewhere. Shoot, where did it go?
I need a trepidation in your voice.
while you're finding that, I just want to say good night. Thank you for having me here. I'm going
to. Nice.
Hold on.
Huh? We'll get tangled on a rope camp later.
Good night.
Oh, my
Sky.
Goodness.
Careful with
good
that.
Night.
I don't want
good
you to get tangled and hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's one of your poems.
Okay. No, I'm very, very curious.
And it is on the board. Well, okay, so I clicked the, that's the SoundCloud link because, oh my goodness. All right. It has been a day. So
let's see. Oh, that's one of my favorites, and I don't play that about my own too often.
Yeah, so now I have to go and find it, though, because that's the SoundCloud link, which is all I have. So I thought I had the actual poem link, but apparently I'm a little scatterbrained tonight. Let me go and grab it. Okay. One second. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. I am usually more together. And
it's the heat.
Well, also you get a little stressed when things start to malfunction, but it's all good. You always feel
and
bright,
I didn't even say that. My goodness, my thing. We're gonna try this again. Copy. You got me all frazzled. It's fine.
I'm starting to say F words all over the bombs all over this board and throwing my phone and.
Well, don't do that. Okay.
And you're going, what is wrong? Thinking I'm mad at him, like I found some kind of craziness.
I got
my porn site in yet.
The poem up.
He's so on the board.
I see this. So when you see it, let me know and I will hit play. You got it?
I see it.
Awesome. Here we go.
You are the sun. I am the moon. Play me. Writing this song in moist watercolors, the symphony on parchment is mine. Neon notes strike the page. Sing the song center stage as tangerine and periwinkle shine. Fingertips tickle the chords and stroke keys they strum, plucking heartstrings too. And the pictures that march in my brain as curves arch flash the Kodachrome snapshots in view. You whisper the bridge, then the chorus, sliding palms on the flesh as voice plays breath, spiced musk cologne from arousal homegrown, marking signatures on the naked displays. Now stiffened at star thrusting pictures, scale the clefs, tapping treble and bass, pound out the tune, sailing pulse to the moon, orchestrating the climax wrapped in my embrace, commanding the grin that you leave on my face. You are the words. And the tune, play me.
Wow.
I know, right? So what do you think?
Wow. That was an amazing read. And it gave it a whole new dimension from, like, the male perspective. Wow. Between his pronunciation and setting it to music and just happening to choose, like I said, this is one of my favorites, and I rarely say that about my own poems, you know, a favorite.
Yeah.
You know how we're all our own worst critics. So
right.
For this one makes it more special, you know. Tony, this is, I have a big grin on my face. Face, and I'm quite flabbergasted at the moment. Like I said, your reads, your emphasis on some of the words, the whole total package. I'm really honored that you did this. What a gift! Thank you so much. Well.
You know, I kind of like Titus's sultry soundtracks. They're just perfect, aren't they? They're just sexy.
Yeah.
But they really are. And when he read this, For me, when he said periwinkle, it felt like a wink. Like there was just a little twinkle in the eye the way he said that, the way it enlisted a little bit, which I just absolutely loved. But your poem is gorgeous. And I'm sitting here, my favorite line, because I'm that girl, but my favorite section is third verse down, you know, you whisper the bridge, then the chorus, sliding palms on the flesh as voice plays. Breathe spiced musk cologne from arousal homegrown. I absolutely love that because there is nothing like the undeniable desire to just fuel the passion. And, you know, it's part of the ambiance that kind of feeds the mood. And I love the way you put that. And there's a little bit of playfulness in there, but it is hot as Hades. I'm just saying. So, Lady A, what are your thoughts?
Thank you. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was very romantic and sensual and just a beautiful, gorgeous, love poem or affection, a poem of great affection, and it was beautiful.
Thank
you, really, really.
And it was kind of surreal to hear it in his voice. It was like an out of body experience to hear him reading it. It was really, I'm stuttering here. I'm still shocked, but it was a beautiful gift, like I said. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You know, he might have to read one of my sexy pieces. And, you know, as long as he's giving gifts, you know.
Yeah,
but,
it is a gift. And like you were already saying, his pronunciation on some of the words, just that is like, you know, again, flabbergasted.
And Raconteur, what are your thoughts?
Your voice is changing, Deb. I really like his read of the work. It does add a different feel to it. The emphasis, I think he got the intent of what you were conveying when you wrote it in the way that he read it, you know, because when you emphasize the words the way that he did and the places that he does, it adds to the feeling of what you're reading. And even like Pretty Bird said, you know, when he enunciated periwinkle, it had that otherworldly feel to it. It's like that's Deb's word, but it was also Deb's words, you know. So to hear him read it, it was gorgeous. It's an awesome combination of, you know, his read and your words.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. He did an amazing job. Thank you, Brad.
And poor Sweet got dropped again, so she says goodnight. And it is...
Sorry, I was yelling. Beautiful.
Oh. And Lady A, did I get comments for you on Titus and Deb?
Yeah, except I didn't realize Deb wrote this until you just said it again. But wow, Deb, like this was, I thought he wrote this in honor of you, but you wrote it and he's read it. So that puts a different spin on this for me. And the words are, I thought when he read it, I was under the impression it was a tribute poem to you. I thought, wow, he's got a big crush on her. Deb. I didn't want to say, but now I realize what, because the word I was kind of laying back on the romance part of it, but this was really great. And, you know, the musk cologne and arousal homegrown and all of that. I'm thinking, wow, that's quite a tribute poem. But yay, sister, you wrote the words. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if anyone's ever taken one of my poems and read it and recorded it. And I really can't think of one. But But the role reversal and the fact that it worked was pretty awesome. So, like, I'm just totally impressed by it. And it was like having the table turned on you. And like I said, like, like stepping outside of myself, I'm going on and on, but it's a wow factor. What can I say?
It is.
I'm bummed that Sweet Drop had this dark one. I was gonna
and Rack had a cow on for it too, since he missed the Thursday show, and she's not here. So you want to do it next time, Rack?
Yeah, that's fine.
And but if did you want is the darkness just for Sweet, or did you want to share now?
Oh, no, it's not for Sweet. I didn't know whether you wanted to hang up or you wanted to hear it, or which either way is just
fine.
Oh,
put it up. It's not like it's going to take you 16 years. You're good. Put it up.
Okay. Now, I promise not to take 16 years. Let me just make sure I'm on the right group, because it wouldn't be the first time I accidentally put it. Okay. And like I said, this one's a bit darker than the pretty little one from earlier. It's called Night Fishing by the Light of the Full Champagne Moon. Here we go. The sun slam dunks off the hemisphere. Night hits as the skyline and water meet. Ebony stains the gray and landscape view as ocean waves splash in a lullaby beat. Blue marlin swim these saltwater ripples, spearfishing in the school of tuna to eat. Mist rises up off the edge of the horizon. Bird songs echo in the darkness of night. Tinted satellite beams set the fog aglow and shadows salsa inside stripes of light. Two fishermen pull up the anchors to sail, steering the ship with the moon's skylight. Traveling miles as stars blink pearl white, rubble their volcano's wet crust destination. Floating past a column of pillow basalt, they check straps set to catch crustaceans. A sea seductress sings her songs of lore out by the ridge of magma crystallization. Magnetism yanks the men up to her aisle. She winks, flashing them a big pink smile. Captain tied up the vessel to play a while. Three is a crowd, and they do moan loud as tongues tangle in naked torso triangles. Bodies sink motion with the churning ocean to swells and lifts tidewater angles. And she peeks and fingernails scalpel slice. Blood spatters from the flesh she mangled. Sea maiden strikes, shoving them in the riptide foam. Fists hold the dinner meat every man wants dangled. Gal's gotta eat.
I love this. Ah, the dangling dinner meat. I'm sorry, that got me. You know, I love this. You know, you with the mermaid picture and they're catching things. And what do we have here? And they go to follow for a tryst, the horny bastards. And they go over there and they're like, tonight's our lucky night. And she's like, not really. And there you go. It is a smorgasbord of man meat, and that is just fabulous. And I love that it's got that gruesomeness to it, but you know, there's it's almost like a praying mantis, you know, where you've got to do what you got to do, but yep, a girl's got to eat. And I absolutely love that. So as far as sultry darkness goes, this is fabulous. So
thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Very much so. What are your thoughts on the siren song?
Well, I thought this was really a surprise, and the way you started it out and ended it was just a terrific twist of events, and I loved it.
It's just
Thank
amazing.
You, so
you are a very, very, very vibrant storyteller. Your images are always so clear. They almost play like a film. And, you know, and when you twist things up like that, it kind of comes at you sideways, which is like the best thing ever. And it's like, this is why I have a hard time with movies, because I can see things coming a mile away. And I didn't quite see that one, so that is awesome. You know, I was
well,
like,
at least
ooh.
She had a little fun first. She
I'll
wasn't a total
you.
Bitch.
That's true. Well, you know, there are many things a girl's got to do. You know, the girl's got needs. And
right?
So, rock and tour.
What an awesome
what do you
compliment.
Think? What are your thoughts on the dangling man meat?
They came and went at the same time, I guess.
That was nice.
That was pretty amazing, combining your descriptions with that storyline. And I guess now you know why the octopus rips off its sex organ and throws it at the woman. the alternative. I mean, the descriptions, you know, it's kind of like what Sweet does a lot, which is why another reason why I like it. You have these pretty words, and the situation, and it almost sounds innocent, even though it's sensual. And then, you know, but when you realize what it is that you're talking about, and the way that you phrase it, you know, the dangling man meat, that's going to catch on. That's one of those phrases that, you know, right now it's your metaphor, but, you know, eventually someone's going to be like, you know, they're going to look up the etymology of the phrase, and they're going to be like, yeah, a poet on all poetry made a poem, and it ticked, you know, everyone else picked up on it. And it's common usage. It was really, really
important. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one, but... Thank you,
I am loving the, you know, then she peaks, and that's the end of the story, because them fingernails, and, you know, I'm not opposed to fingernails. I tend to have fingernails, and I know how to use my fingernails, so I'm thinking, okay, but no, they're scalpels, and they're slicing, and she got what she needed, and now she's going to get what she needed. And, you know, this is all girl power. I'm loving it. You know, I really, I had to say
I can hear your enthusiasm, Pre-Bird. Thank you.
But, you know, I'm a wee bit dark and twisted, and this is right up my alley. You know, it's a little fresh,
yeah,
right,
which
a little
is a little
wrangling.
Bit scary in itself, just saying.
This is awesome, awesome, awesome. What a wonderful way to end our inaugural Pretty Sweet Tea show. And, you know, a couple of little you know, technical difficulties and whatnot, but I had a great time, and I hope you guys did too. And so I'm actually pleasantly surprised that with only a few days of notice, people were joining up and on the board, and it's just kind of amazing. I'm all excited about it. So thanks for the opportunity, Deb. And thanks for all the fabulous, sexy, sultry poetry, guys. You guys rock.
Great
and with
show.
That, thank you. I am going to say good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a wonderful show.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
Thank you for using